Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day today. In my neck of the woods, it has been pouring rain. It has. It really has. And it's overcast and it's just been raining. But you know what? And for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, you know how I feel about it. Rain, sleet, snow. Every day can be a beautiful day, depending on your mental perspective. And sometimes it's not easy to keep things positive. It really isn't. It can be really challenging, especially if you have a lot of things going on. But, you know, sometimes you just got to push yourself to be positive and think positive, even though things around you may not be. And you know what? I've learned that is a level of maturity that you have to come to when, in spite of the situation, you try to be positive. That's not to say that it's going to turn the situation around and make the situation different. But if you can just pull up one positive thought, that can probably help you to hopefully get through that moment. I'm just so delighted that you decided to join me today. And as you know, those of you who have been listening, we have been in a series discussing business and starting up your business. We've actually talked a lot about planning your business, launching your business, managing your business. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing growing your business. And we are going to discuss just a few more things, and we're going to be done with this particular part of this series. But before I dive in, I just have to say it to all my faithful listeners. Oh, you are the best. Thank you so much. I just love, 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 love you. You join me. Sometimes you're at work. Sometimes you're at you may be at your coffee table, having a nice hot beverage. You may be just taking a break from something, but you decide to join me. And I want to say thank you to my new listeners. Welcome. Welcome. This is Sharon. And the mission of this show, we do our best to bring information that can help build strong businesses. And if we have strong businesses, we may be able to put other people to work who are looking to work for businesses just like yours. And you're probably wondering how we go about doing that. Well, I do my best to bring you topics as it relates to business development, launching a business. We talk about internet things here on the show, social media, franchising, networking. We talk about event planning. We also talk about relationships because I think it's very important. And I say this all the time because I really believe it's important that we know how to get along with people. Sometimes businesses would thrive so much better if we knew how to relate to people, whether that's with customer service or even if it's with developing your leadership team or your staff or your workers. So, yeah, we talk about those kind of things here on the show too. So today we are going to be talking about growing your business. That's the area in which we're discussing today. And last week, we talked about mergers and acquisitions. And we talked about the difference between the two. And I enjoyed that topic. I hope you did too. And if you missed it, all you have to do is just go to our archives. The shows are all there. They're all there for you. So if you missed that and you're thinking about trying to grow your business and you're looking at growing your business through either merging with another company or other companies, or you're looking to acquire businesses, that is a show you need to listen to. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about what if you want to grow your business by becoming a contractor. You know, there are some companies that contract with the federal government, and they do pretty well. What if that's something you might want to do, contracting with the government or just contracting your services out? We're going to talk a little bit about that today, contracting your business. I can share with you from firsthand experience that if you own your own business or you're looking to contract your services out, it really is a wonderful feeling. Now, you may have to work a little harder, but federal contracts are available for you, and also, you know, just contracting your services out, you finding the businesses yourself, or maybe someone refers you to other businesses, and you contract your services. We're going to talk about that today. And listen, if you have questions or if there's something that you want to talk about, send it to me. Just go to our platforms. You can go to my website. You can go to you can reach me at the Marketing Pulpit. You can reach me, oh my goodness, in so many different ways. You can tweet me if you like to. Just go to our website. You find all that information. But when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk a little bit about you contracting out your own services. I think it's something that you can do. And I know sometimes it seems scary, and I'm just going to say this before the break. Sometimes it seems very scary when you're going out there on your own. And I know even hearing the topic, contracting out your services, can sound a little bit scary. But don't let it be scary. There's no reason at all to let fear overcome you when it comes to starting your business or contracting out your services. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about that right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to just say thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we are continuing the topic of growing your business. We're going to look at contracting your services, and why it might not be a bad idea to do that and grow your business. One of the things that you probably want to take a look at is what is it that you do really well with your company, with your business, and if you do it really well, there may be other smaller businesses or even larger companies that would like to hire a company like yours that has expertise like yours and just contract out with you for a month or a couple months, or they may want to use you for a year or a certain time period, but you are not on their necessarily employees. You're not employees of the company. That can save them money, and it can help you to grow your business. So really taking a look at what are the core business activities that you do, and is it possible to contract some of those services out? And that may be something that you haven't thought about, contracting out your services, but it is a really great option. And if you're just one person, and you have a sole proprietorship, or you decided to get an LLC, or maybe you're looking at just getting started, it's okay. For instance, if you are a marketing person, or you really enjoy music, or you teach, or you are bilingual, or you are just really an expert in certain areas, think about contracting out your services. It's something that I've done. In fact, I still do. And it is wonderful. You are not someone's employee, but you are your own employee. You're your own CEO, and you use your skills to help other companies. Now, one of the wonderful things about that is if you have a really good reputation and you decide that you want to expand that, you can look at hiring or contracting with others to help get all the jobs done that you need to do. I have enjoyed it myself. I really, really have enjoyed contracting services out, and it's wonderful having your own business. But if you have more employees and you're looking to contract, maybe you're looking to become a federal contractor, we're going to talk a little, let's talk a little bit about that as well. As you may or may not know, the government, the U.S. government, is probably the world's largest customer. And the U.S. government, and sometimes we don't think of it in these terms, but according to the Small Business Administration, the government is a huge consumer because they buy a lot of products. They need quite a bit of services. And not only that, but the U.S. government is required by law to provide smaller businesses with opportunities. Yeah, did you know that? That they were required by law to do that? Well, another thing, there are typically a couple of categories for contracting with the government. They're like prime contractors and subcontractors. The prime contractors, be it on contracts directly from government agencies. And they win those contracts. That's how they become prime contractors, because they bid on it, they won those contracts, and they work directly with the government agencies. And subcontractors, which is the second category, subcontractors, they join the prime contractors, and they usually will provide a specific product or a specific service. So if you want to work with the federal government as far as contracting with them, you typically will fall within one of those categories. Now, what if you're wanting to become a prime contractor or a subcontractor? What are some things that you will need to do? Well, first of all, you have to make sure that you qualify as a small business, that you legally qualify as a small business. You also need to register as a government contractor. And once you know that you meet the qualifications of being a small business and you have registered as a government contractor, you can start looking for opportunities, whether they are opportunities to be a prime contractor or opportunities to be a subcontractor. Now, when it comes to legally qualifying as a small business, you may be wondering, well, how do you go about legally qualifying as a small business? One of the things that you want to make sure is that you look at the government's, of course, look at the government's website to really read all the information that they have there. And don't let that overwhelm you. Listen, other people have become subcontractors and contractors, and you can too. You can too. So one of the things that you do is just request proposals. You take a look at their bids, making sure that you are a legal business. And we kind of talked a little bit about this before, so I really don't want to go back into it. But there are ways to evaluate your business to see if you have what it takes to win a contract. There's some basic requirements. And I guess we could take a look at some of that. There are size standards that you need to look at as well. Some common terms that you might want to familiarize yourself with. And it's quite a bit of information, so it's something you want to just take some time to review before you just jump into it. There are some terms that you might want to familiarize yourself with as well before you just dive right into becoming a prime contractor or a subcontractor. In addition to those things, you want to make sure that you are a for-profit business. You need to be independently owned and operated. You also need to be physically located and operate in the United States or territories of the United States. And you can't be nationally dominant in the field. So those are a couple things that you need to take a look at as well. Now, as far as there are size standards that you want to take a look at. And, again, you can go on the website to take a look at some of those things. The purpose of this is just to introduce you to aspects of growing your business as it relates to contracting with the government. So there are some size standards. There are ways that you can assess your business. And, again, we talked a little bit about assessing your business. That can really help you as it relates to contracting with the government. Now, typically, the U.S. government really prefers to work with companies that tend to be a little bit more established and they're reliable. They have a track record of delivering quality services and quality goods. They're on time and they operate within their budgets. So one of the things you want to look at is, as far as your business is concerned, does it have a really good reputation in its community and in its industry? And we have talked about this before, providing good service, providing good customer service, quality products. We talked about that before. It's really important if you would like to grow your business through contracting with the U.S. government. Now, also keep in mind that after you've taken a look at making sure that you are legally registered, you also want to keep in mind that it can take a long time to win your first government contract. And it can also take a lot of money as well. There are businesses out there that have spent upwards to $130,000 to earn their first contract. So, again, if this is something that you're looking to do, that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. Just do your research and do your homework before you dive in. Because one of the things you don't want to do is wasted a lot of time doing things and it not benefit you because you didn't know what the requirements were. You can waste a lot of time and money doing that. You really can. And you also want to make sure that you are pretty savvy when it comes to e-commerce. Yeah. Meaning that you might want to make sure that your company is able to do business electronically, like send invoices electronically, receive payments electronically, because a lot of the government agencies do things electronically. So making sure that you're able to do those things can benefit you as well. So these are just a few things that you want to take a look at if you're looking to get a government contract. And again, people have done this before, so don't let it overwhelm you. You know, making sure that you comply with what the government wants you to do. I mean, the good news is they tell you what they want. Only thing you have to do is make sure that you comply and that you operate within those guidelines. And you can do it. And when we come back from this break, we're going to continue our topic on growing your business through government contracts. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm so glad you decided to join me today. Thank you so much. We have been talking about growing your business. Last week we talked about growing your business through mergers and acquisitions. Today we're talking about growing your business by using government contracts. And there are a lot of government contracts out there, and the U.S. government is one of the world's largest customers. And you may want to consider contracting with the U.S. government, either federal contracts, being a prime contractor, or you may want to be a subcontractor. It's all possible. You can do it. All you need to do is really take a look at what the requirements are, complying with those rules and contracts. Acquisition regulations. If you want to work with the Department of Defense, they have regulations as well. They have size standards, and it's quite a bit of information, but if you take your time, read through and look through the information and just start gathering your documentation and making sure that you comply with those standards, you can be a government contractor as well. And realize it may take some time. It may take some time, but you can do it. And the government also works with small and disadvantaged businesses as well. They work with women contractors, small business contractors. They also work with veterans, disabled veterans, and they work with veteran-owned small businesses as well. So if you are a veteran or you are a female-owned small business, if you are a small, disadvantaged business, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to contract with the federal government. But again, you want to make sure that you're taking your time doing that. And if you have questions about any of the topics, if you have topics about any of the questions we've talked about, we'll be more than happy to discuss that with you right here on the show. It's always a delight to have you here. And today we talked a little bit about federal contracts. We talked about the fact that they do work with small businesses. They are required by law to work with small businesses. And they really do try to award a significant percentage of all of their federal government contracts to small businesses. So if you're a small business and you're wanting to grow your business, this is one of the ways that you can do it. And again, take a look at their website as well, and we will talk just a little bit more next week about growing your business. And, you know, my dad used to tell me something years ago when I started my business. He said, you know what, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. It has been a delight having you here with me today, and it is possible to grow your business. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful, productive day. This is Sharon.